back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a senior portfolio manager on RBC's Blue Bay Leverage Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. It's the first week of June, which means we'll be inundated by pundits speculating on what the jobs data on Friday will look like. And in the next breath, they will talk their books as they debate the pace of hikes, cuts, or holds. So rather than add to that noise, let's cover something else. The U.S. corporate junk bond market is about a 3.5-year duration asset class that trades at a 7.5-cent or so discount to par. And that will yield you just about 8% or so. This works out to the low 300s in option-adjusted spread terms. Now, if you strip out the triple C bonds in the benchmark, that looks much more like a 7 and a low 7s type yield for low 200 spread and almost the same duration. Now, technically speaking, there is very little new issue supply and that the deals that are coming have very little new issue premium. About 12% of the U.S. high-yield index is triple C rated, and that cohort is bifurcated into the haves and have-nots. The haves are generally good businesses with over-levered but improving balance sheets. The have-nots include names that in challenged sectors and industries that may have creditor groups forming or could be smaller issuers that are stressed but rarely trade. Now, the pain trade for most U.S. high-yield mutual funds seems to be twofold. It could be a sharp move higher in these triple C stories that very many people don't own, or it could be a long-duration-led rally. And I suspect that could also be the pain trade for the majority of hedge fund pod shops as well. Now, I'm not advocating that we load the boat on every stress capital structure in the market by any means, but I will say that many of these bonds are covered, and they're either covered by collateral or on an enterprise basis. So if you can stomach the volatility, there is value in some of these higher LTV names that will survive. The answer is having the right combination of sleep-at-night income-generating bonds alongside the courage of conviction in those pockets where the markets are unloved. As always, thanks for your listening and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.